Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Survivor Specialist Phil and Alexa are back, and the Survivor 45, what is this, preseason?
Fantasy, yeah.
Rolling along, and we're doing the Survivor 45 Fantasy Draft, just the two of us this year. We were thinking about getting a guest, and then we almost had a guest for something else tonight, but we are landing on the Fantasy Draft, and it's going to be Alexa and I going old school, back to the Will days of having a Phantom tribe that hopefully doesn't beat us. Will and I, infamously, the first year, Mike Holloway was the last pick in the draft.
So oh,
Mike
good
Holloway
job, guys.
Was one person away from being on the Phantom Tribe. And then the next year, Aubrey was on the Phantom Tribe. So Will and I didn't have the best track record when it came to this. Alexa, hopefully we do better. It's going to be different because we're going to each pick six. And then there's going to be just the six leftovers go to a tribe. So if those six outcasts, if the Lil Morrises of the group... decide that they're going to be better than us, it's really just going to be infinite trolling for the person who loses.
Yeah, I've never played this way before. This is like a kind of different strategy, because I feel like we used to know who the other person would want, and then Robert or Vaughn or whoever joined us, they kind of had their own takes. Now there's like six whole people who aren't going to get picked. So I think our biases will definitely show, but this will be really fun. So
yes, we'll see. Alexa, with the important statement there of six whole people will not get picked. You cannot pick half a person and take half for your team and half.
Six whole people.
Yes. When you pick somebody, you are taking their entire being. I hate to tell you, it's your.
I'm going to have to adjust my choices.
Yes. So I did finally start to watch a little bit of them talking. And I was watching their Gross. Hot takes prior to this. I only got through Julie. It was in alphabetical order. So I didn't finish because Alexa hopped on and then we started talking about the fantasy draft. So anybody post Julie, I don't know what your hot takes are. Cracked me up that Bruce's hot take was not actually really like a Survivor hot take. It was about people not like, he doesn't think the younger generation is going to get his jokes.
That's probably the coldest take I've ever heard.
It's true. And also maybe like that is the hot take, right? Is that it's such a cold take. It now becomes a hot take. Who knows?
But yeah.
Everybody else's, it was kind of interesting. So we're spicing this up a little bit. So if you're following along at home, it's just going to be Alexa versus me. But if you want to create this and like maybe make your own team, and you can post your team in the comments here. You can send us your team or something and track along so that you can see how you would do against us, even though you're not going to be drafting. You can just take whatever six people you want. To spice it up, we're going to do our usual. Correct idle play is 5. Correct advantage play is 3. The winner is 10. Individual immunity winner is 3. If you quit, it's negative 10. You get a half point for each day in the game. This cast, though, loves Survivor Vanuatu.
And we support that.
We love Survivor Vanuatu. I mean, Survivor Vanuatu, I think right now, as I rewatch the seasons, I'm trying to take out all, what is that, bias from when you're youth. What is that called? What is that?
Like nostalgia?
Nostalgia. Thank you. Nostalgia bias. Thank you. I don't know that word. I'm trying to remove that. And currently, through the first 12 seasons of Survivor, I have Survivor Vanuatu as my second favorite. Actually, it's my favorite of the first 12 because China, which I rewatched with my wife to show her why Survivor's good, is my number one. Through 12 seasons plus China. So the fact that this cast loves Vanuatu means we're going to give points if somebody actually manages to mention that Vanuatu is good on CBS, because maybe that will mean that CBS will remember that Vanuatu is good and put some of these players on. So if your player mentions Vanuatu, they get 3 points. That's a good one. I like that one. We like Vanuatu. Maybe this means Chris Doherty one day will come back and win this damn thing again. Another one we're going to do is if they mention a former player, they get 1 point. Any player, doesn't matter who, but they have to be specifically talking about somebody. They can't say Kelly did this and they're talking about Kelly on this season. And you're like, oh, they said Kelly Wentworth. No, it's Kelly. Like they have to specifically be talking about it from whatever season. Right. And then we thought it would be fun because this cast has one gigantic flaw.
And that is one.
Is that they think Edge of Extinction is a good season. I love the Edge of Extinction cast. I do think that there's some really fun gameplay, but that season is a nightmare because the Survivor editors did not know how to edit that based on somebody from Edge of Extinction actually winning. I don't think they ever thought it would actually happen. So if somebody states that Edge of Extinction is good, you will lose 5 points because that is just a wrong take.
In any sense of, you don't have to say Edge of Extinction is good. You can say, I liked that season. Yeah. I'm happy with that twist.
Yeah.
Anything of that nature.
Yes, yes. If you say, I like the Edge of Extinction twist, I am muting you the rest of the season. If you say, that almost cost.
We got to have a little fun with this.
That cost Michelle Fitzgerald $100,000, but it almost cost Tony Vlachos $1 million. So I don't want to hear it.
And $2 million.
That's true. That's true. And I'm not even getting into how it screwed Gavin and Julie. So I refuse to listen to such heresy. But negative 5 points for that. Then we were talking a little bit after that about what we're – go ahead, Alexa. You kind of lean into this a little bit.
Yeah, so we were trying to come up with, like, something else fun. We thought this might be a little – these ones might be a little specific – I hope they happen because I think it'd be fun to rib each other, but there's a very good chance that it wouldn't. But something that definitely happens on Modern Survivor is the backstories. And so we thought, okay, how can we have some fun with this while still being tasteful? Because generally these are very personal. So originally, well, actually, are we going with both options, like the easier option and?
I think we should just throw it out here because it's just funny.
Okay. So originally we were thinking, okay, if a childhood photo of insert player here ends up on the screen, you get a point or you get 2 points, whatever. And then we said, why don't we go another step further and say if a friend, should we do friend or family?
I think just friend, because family shows up all the time where it'll be like, this is me and my mother. My mother died and therefore I am like really close with her and that's what I want to win this game for. But like, I think about like with the Cody one where it was like his friend and it was like, it felt so out of place on that season. And like that guy who was friends with Cody, like in his youth, that was like a 2 minute segment of the show. That was so different from, I think about like when people do, I forget who it was. I think it was Sarah talking about her grandmother or her mother or something and how like they had passed away of COVID. And like that is a normal backstory that you expect to hear with the family. Mm-hmm. But I think if your friend is getting screen time, I think that's a different level.
What do we give him? 5 points? 10 points?
I think 5 points is good. That would offset.
Is it just the friend or does the player?
You can be in the photo with the friend, but a photo consisting of a friend.
There it is.
There it is.
We've got a few different avenues to go down with our fantasy this year.
Yeah, and you should be rewarded more for getting your friend this. Because I always think about that, like, Alexa, if one of us went on and it was like, you know, my life's been so hard. I've had a podcast with this other jabroni for my whole life.
And then it's like a photo of us.
Like, just sitting here. That would be great. And, like, honestly, if you went on the show and got me on Survivor by saying something about me, that would be great. That I got put on there. So
here to help, you know. Yeah. Oh, Jordan with a good comment. We also got a photo of Cody's censored backside, which is a first for flashbacks.
Yes.
That's something to think about for 46.
Now, if there was an uncensored backside, maybe that would be like 100 points. I don't think we're going to get that. Right.
That might be a different show.
That might be. Exactly.
All right.
Yeah. So we're spicing it up a little bit.
We got our rules. I don't know how much it's going to impact who I choose, but now this is weird. Do we snake with two people?
So you do snake with two people, and you do snake with two people. I don't know how we decide. I mean, I could just do like the whole like chivalry ladies first, and you could say, Phil, it's like not 1995, so you can do it yourself.
It's not the 1900s. Why don't we rock, paper, scissor, which is really great for the people listening and not watching.
Yeah, exactly.
So we're really going to rock, paper, scissor, shoot. And then
anybody else who does boom, boom, shoots, that's not rock, paper, scissors.
It's wrong. Scissors. You shouldn't be playing this game. Okay. Two out of three or first?
We'll just do the first one.
Sudden death. Okay, ready? Rock, paper, scissor,
shoot. Okay, we both
what is you?
Anyway.
Okay.
Okay, ready? Go again.
Rock, paper, scissor, shoot.
Okay, this is ridiculous.
This is bad. Okay, ready? One more. Rock, paper, scissor, shoot.
Okay, I beat you. I got a fist.
You got rock, I got scissor. Yeah. Thanks everyone for tuning in.
Thank you. Yes, that is out of three anyway. It was really of could we ever get the timing down?
That's our timing could not have been worse. I'm so sorry for the people who are watching.
Yeah, exactly. And for the people listening, I apologize that that's what you just had to listen to. So,
all right, Phantom. All right, Phil, first pick.
Sorry, I just got hit with a picture that I was not expecting. Somebody just sent me something. Whoa. Like, dude, what the heck is this? Then I opened it and it was just not what I anticipated while doing this podcast. I never open a picture from that person. But yeah, so I talked a lot in my cast assessment, which if you haven't checked out the cast assessment, you need to go check out.
Please
the
do.
Cast assessment. I talked a lot about Caleb and Dee and Bruce, right? These are the people that I am really pulling for. And I think Sabaya was my other winner pick. So those are the four that you would think I would go with here at the number one overall pick. But the nice thing is you can't pick all four of them because we're only snaking this with two people. So if we had three people here, maybe I would do it differently if I got number one, because then, you know, you'd be two, intern could be three, four, five, and then I could lose out on all four. But I can't lose out on all four this time. And I know that there's some of them that you're not as high on. Even though I'm pretty sure by me not taking Bruce, I am losing Bruce. That is for sure. But I am going to start off based on these hot takes. I am going
strictly to, based off. Do you support or are you picking people who you disagree with?
I'm picking the one that I truly believe there's no way I couldn't pick this person number one, because these two people may have influenced my life more than anybody over the past 6 years.
Oh, goodness.
And so I have to take Austin, because his hot take is that Michelle should have won and that Phillip Shepherd is an A-tier Survivor player. Now, this podcast is named after the alliance Phillip Shepherd made. I forget who came up with the idea when Will and I were looking for names. We put it out there to a fan thing, and one of our fans came through with Survivor Specialist, and that's what we landed on. We loved it. And so Phillip Shepherd's Specialist Alliance is the reason why, or him being the specialist, is the reason why our podcast has a name that probably comes up in Google searches. So I have to take Austin. I don't have a choice.
Someone's got to do it.
Someone's got to do it. Now, I truly believe that if Austin says, like, I think it should be like, if Austin says that Michelle deserved to win live, I should just get like an auto win, but I won't put that into the rules this year.
Next year.
But in my heart, just know that that's where it is. But I really don't have a choice but to take Austin in this situation. Apologies to everybody else. I really don't think Austin's going to win. I feel like Austin is a huge fan favorite at this point, though, just based on his answers, based on kind of his antics. And I think he's been a lot of fun. But that doesn't necessarily think he's going to win. But if you're saying Michelle and Phillip Shepherd, you're going on my team, and there's nothing you can do about it. So
I was banking so much on you picking Bruce that I was like, had Austin written down. I was like, there's no way Phil's going to take this guy. So good pick. I like Austin. I was going to say Charlie Brown, but I'm going to take, I wrote these all wrong. In that case, I'm going to take Bruce as my number one. I know you said you were willing to lose him. So Bruce, I hope you're listening and just take what you will from that choice. I'm going to take Bruce. I said this in the cast assessment. I have no fear that him being a quote unquote returning player is going to have any impact. If anything, I think it will be a good thing. Bruce is a fan of the podcast, so obviously I need to show my bias there. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think he's going to do really well. I don't necessarily expect any Vanuatu references from him. That's not the vibe I get, but I think he'll last very long. Maybe if he doesn't hit his head, he'll win a couple immunities, assuming he gets that far. And if we see his childhood best friend on screen, then I win. So I'll take Bruce.
Yeah, I think we're going to get some childhood photos of Bruce for sure. And I guess childhood would be like anything up to like if you're in like a
graduate. Oh, yeah, that's good. Yeah, childhood.
Yeah, like that counts. Like if you're in your like high school graduation outfit, that counts.
Well, is it friend? Is there a rule friend, or does the friend have to be like 18 years old?
No, the friend can be anything. The friend doesn't have to be a child. I just think like the childhood photo on screen, you have to be a child. Like you have to be like 18 or younger.
Okay. You cannot vote.
Friend can be any age. If you got your friend on and your friend's getting hammered at a bar and you got them on TV drinking beer, good for you.
Then you win.
Yeah. Good for you. But yeah, no, I mean, I love Bruce. Big fan of Bruce. I think he is on the best tribe. I've talked about this. I think that where he's stationed, there's a lot of allies for him. And I think they are going to be the most unified tribe. I think the red tribe will be pretty good too. And I've talked about it once. I'll talk about it again. I think the yellow tribe is just a disaster waiting to happen, even though two of my winner picks are from that. No. So I went Keturah. I did not go Sabaya. I went Keturah. Sabaya is the truck driver. Keturah is the civil rights lawyer. So that's who I went with, Keturah. But yeah, I think the yellow tribe is going to be a bit of a disaster. So neither one of our first picks came from the yellow tribe, I think with good reason.
That being said, as someone actively snaking, I'm going to take Hannah as my second choice.
There you go.
I'm here. As we said, there's always one hot mess tribe. It's probably the yellow tribe. We can only hope. And I am liking Hannah's answers to everything. I think I loved her video. Like, I love that they did the videos in general of like people's assumptions about each other. They've never done that before. And I think it makes for really fun, messy pre-drama, which I'm always into. And I think I don't necessarily know if she's going to win, but I think the way she observes people is very unique, and especially in modern Survivor, where I think people are a little afraid to speak negatively about each other. She seems to not have that fear, and I find that very entertaining. So I'm going to pick Hannah. I really like her, and she's my number two.
Yeah, Hannah's a
will really- not reference Vanuatu. I can make a strong assumption.
I mean, her hot take was that all the favorites don't win, and I don't feel like that's a very hot take, but that's okay. We can forgive her for that. I do think with Hannah, she's an interesting casting choice just based on her appearance alone. I think
said that last time.
I did. Like, I really feel like it's an interesting one. And I feel like her look getting out there on the island very much matches her personality and what she is giving us in the little bit that I've seen from her. She gets bleeped out in her hot take, which is always a thing. I love that.
It's always what we're looking for.
Yeah, I think Hannah could be a good pick. I like Hannah a lot. Just a matter of that yellow tribe. Like I knew you wouldn't take Caleb, so I'll take Caleb as my second pick.
All right,
and that makes it so that's probably the only time I'm going to touch yellow, unless we get towards the end and I'm really struggling here. But I like the personalities on this tribe, even though Brandon's opinion that 38 is a top 15 season is just like, what did you?
Well, you're gonna get some points whether they're positive or negative.
It would be negative if you take Brandon or Brando at this point. So I don't think you should take either because they both love Edge of Extinction.
Someone's got to take both.
You know what the thing is with us? I think we both kind of enjoyed Edge of Extinction. I just think we hated the fact that Edge of Extinction existed on Edge of Extinction. I think it's a fun cast. I think it's really interesting gameplay. It just all really doesn't amount to anything.
Yeah. And it all makes, I feel like during the season, I haven't like re-listened to the podcast, but I feel like we were like, this, like, there's so many people, Corwin Green, top five.
Yeah, for sure.
Please continue to be a patron. But I feel like the whole time we were like, why is half this cast irrelevant? Why are we not talking to half this cast? Like, Aurora got nothing. I feel like she could have gotten more. Like, all of the Yellow Tribe got absolutely nothing. And now we get why, but it shouldn't have had to happen that way. So... Mm-hmm. I agree. I thought the beginning was, I thought was really exciting. And then it just kind of, I wasn't crazy about the ending as I think most people aren't, but a lot of people in this cast would disagree with me. So that's fun.
Clearly. And that's their problem, not ours, right? Is that how this works?
Definitely.
I am surprised, Alexa, that you didn't take Kelly.
You know, I have two picks now, right?
No, I haven't picked
myself. You do. Well, my thought was, you probably don't care to pick her. except to troll me, which I know is one of your favorite activities.
Yeah, that might be
why. And in general, apart from everything that I love about what, you know, this one cheater that I've read about her, like, I don't know. Do you think she would win? Like, based on how you watch the show, that's why I'm betting that you wouldn't pick her. But I'll be okay if you pick her.
Is that like your reverse psychology for the day? Is that how you're trying?
I don't know. Trick me. I'm just saying I didn't say references being Armenian as like 15 points, and there's a reason for that.
If that was in there, you would have 100% taken her already. It would be off the board. So I'm looking through this now, and I'm honestly probably going to take D, but I'm just looking because right now I have 17 names written down, so that's bothering me because I can't figure out
who
I'm missing. Who did you pick? You picked
Bruce and Hannah.
Oh, you know what? I didn't write Caleb's name down because I already assumed I was going to have him, so that's okay.
Nice.
Okay. I really was digging Nico/Sifu, right? Is that his name, Sifu?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I was really liking him. And I understand why he said this, so this is me trolling a bit just for the sake of trolling. But he said he really likes the new era of Survivor, and that just was such a turnoff for me. Now, granted, all of his reasons were because, like, it's more inclusive, there's more diversity, all of that, so I'm not going to, like, sit here and be like, boo.
Those are good reasons, yeah.
But at the same time, he said he liked the new era of Survivor. Which, like, really, no matter what your reason is, like, it's the new era of Survivor. And, like, I know that this is, like, the worst thing that people want to hear when they're, like, going on the show. But, like, I always think about this. I'm like, if I ever got the phone call to be like, Phil, you're going to play Survivor 46. First of all, I would be like, hell yeah, I am. But then it feels like there's such an asterisk next to all of these seasons right now. And it's annoying. And, like, I don't know. So that's why I'm not going to take him.
Yeah. I remember Owen posted something. Someone was like posting a very novel thread about how they don't like the new era on Reddit. And Owen commented, and he was very well-spoken about it. He was like, I knew going into it, like, it would be different. Like, it wouldn't be the Survivor that I grew up watching, but, like, how could I say no? Like, I still love the show. I still love it all. So, like, I feel like having an asterisk doesn't have to be a bad thing. It's just different.
Yeah. And yeah, it's kind of like always there. And I think for some of the people who really love the show, like as much as we do, as much as somebody like Owen does, who was trying to get cast for years and years and years and years and years, it's tough when it's like, that's what you're going out to do. It almost feels like when Boston Rob wins Redemption Island, it's like, cool, dude, played four times. Like,
yeah. Awesome.
Like, you know what I mean? It's still a win. It's a dominant game. But I even remember his celebration at the end almost feels half-assed because it's like he's already lived his life as a millionaire from Survivor. And then he goes out and he does the Amazing Race and he's done all this stuff. It just kind of felt like, eh, whatever. And it's kind of the same way we talk about Edge of Extinction, right? Like mm-hmm. When it comes to that season, it always feels like there's an asterisk next to the win. And,
totally.
You know, that's tough. So I just think with the new school era, for all the good that can be in there, there's just some bad too. And by some, I mean mostly bad, but you can't be as bad as 41. So that's fine. So we'll see what happens. I am, all that's to say, I'm going to take D. Love D. I'm a huge D fan.
I haven't even mentioned her yet. That was very good.
That's where I was getting at. I really am a big fan of D. Also, somebody who doesn't really have a hot take. She says that she loves Tony, and it's like, oh, cool, dude. Like, welcome to the Survivor community. But I really think that she has everything it's going to take to win, and I am counting on her with like every ounce of me. And she's not allowed to win and then move out of South Florida. Like she needs to win.
Yeah, you gotta pick your state. Gotta pick your state.
It's not even it's Bryce and Wen presents. You need to have D be a fan favorite so that they will come to South Florida and D can be like their co-host. So I'm all in on D, but like aside from that too, I just like living in Miami and being a freelance person, I'm like always kind of seeing these people who are throwing together what they do in Miami. And Miami is just so competitive because there's so many people who want to do the same thing. A lot of really good looking people. A lot of people want to be models, TikTokers, Instagram influencers, like whatever it is. But then also like with a business sense behind them. And it's a fun city. It's a fun place to live. And I think you have to kind of be able to balance that fun with seriousness down here in a way that you don't necessarily have to do in other places, because as Alexa knows, for the next 6 months, her life is about to be very cold. And like down here, you can still go out on a boat in January. Like, I'm actually excited because as it gets cooler and the rest of the world closes their pools here in Miami, I'm about to start using mine because I'm not going to cook when I go in it. So
isn't that awesome?
It's amazing. And so like, I really do feel like you have to find the way to balance that and to be successful the way Dee has been successful in her life in a place like this, where it is so easy to get sidetracked. It is so easy to be like, I'm just going to go the party route. I mean, you went to UM with me. How many kids didn't make it through the first year because it was party time, man?
I was waiting for a point to insert myself in this conversation and say, if anyone wants to look at my 2011 fall GPA,
yeah,
contact me later. But look, we figured it out.
Yeah, but it is a learning curve when you go here, because I mean, I grew up in New Jersey. You grew up in Boston or the Boston area, and like, when you grow up in those areas, like once you hit a certain point of the year, you're like, yeah, I want to sit inside and like write an essay, because honestly, like the warmth I'm getting from my computer screen is the only warmth I'm going to feel this week. It's not the case down here. I mean, we're going to parties and flip-flops and t-shirts in January. It's amazing. So,
and that's why Dee is going to win Survivor.
Dee has a really good chance of winning Survivor. I love how I'm being so much, there's so many more reasons for why I'm picking Dee than I picked Austin or Caleb. But it's,
and they're all related to where she lives.
I need to give my life purpose, Alexa. The only way to give it purpose is to live vicariously.
I know. I can't make fun of you because I know you're really feeling this.
Yeah, I'm really on one right now. But anyway, I'm picking Dee. I got two of my winner picks. I actually got my top male and top female choice, so I'm happy with that. I didn't really want to lose Bruce. I was hoping that you'd be like, oh, Phil's going to be more focused on Caleb and Dee. I would have taken Bruce and Dee, but
yeah. It's tough when it's only two of us.
It is.
You know?
Remember, we only are picking five more, or how many more people? I'm picking three more. You're picking four more. Uh-huh. And then the other six are just going to another tribe where we're going to sit there and get frustrated every time they do something good. So this is
tough. Yeah, I know. This is tough. Okay, I think I'm going to pick, I believe it's pronounced Sabaya. I haven't watched any videos where she said her name, but I'm going to pick her because she's a truck driver. That's not the only reason I'm going to pick her. But
thank God. What?
I unfortunately cannot speak for 10 minutes about truck driving the way that you could just speak about Miami, because unfortunately I don't have that experience. But I like her. She's also, wait, which tribe is she on?
She's on Yellow.
Is she?
Yeah.
Oh, whoops.
Remember, you know, Katura's on blue. They're,
yeah. I'm good with it. I'm pro yellow.
Sounds similar.
I'm team yellow. So I'm going to pick her. I want to pick like a variety of people from different tribes. But I also think that she's someone who's going, I think she's going to last long. I think she's like very, she is unique to the kind of people who get cast. Like truck drivers don't really get cast. And I think that is going to make her very different. And I think that's going to make her very entertaining. It sort of reminds me a bit of Rox Roy. Like his career wasn't different, but he himself and his personality was different from what like new era Survivor is. Mm-hmm. So I want to capture that on my team. So I'm going to pick her.
I like that. Also, I just wanted to throw this in. I don't know if this is true or not, but if it is, Mateo Suave, I had to rewind it because I came
I
in late.
That, yeah.
I just want to say I was the fan who came up with the name Survivor Specialist. You're welcome. Receipts, please. But also, Maybe. But yeah, do you think now when you make this pick of Sabaya, do you think that she is going to wear a Carl for President shirt and is just going to be walking around like talking about Carl the whole time? So you'll pick up a bunch of points that way?
We probably should have adjusted the rules to include like players' names on t-shirts. In which case, yeah, I fully believe that. And I don't know if, I think Carl might not watch anymore, which is really unfortunate because I think I know who his winner pick would be.
I do too. I think Sabaya.
We should probably reach back out to him. It's been a minute.
Probably should. I know. Hey, the season hasn't started yet, so there's still a chance he's watching. I know he wasn't watching last season, so.
Yeah.
What's your second pick here? So this is your fourth rounder.
Okie dokie. I'm going to pick Julie. as my second pick at, in this snake and my fourth pick overall. I really like Julie. I have no idea what her hot take was, but I think she is, I hope and believe that we are kind of past the era of anyone being over the age of 35 being like a huge liability on the show. I think, I don't know how she would perform in challenges, but I feel like in general, those have really been devalued, which could be a benefit to her if challenges are not her strength. But I really like her story. I think she doesn't like, I think she has like an energy about her that's very exciting. And I think that she could be very different from how they've cast people like her in the past. And I really want her on my team. So I'm very excited.
Yeah,
she's my first red tribe.
Her hot take was they're making it so easy with the fake idols. It's awful, which again, like isn't a
hot. Not hot, but I agree.
Yeah, she said, so now you're ruining the moment of I found an idol, hooray me, but now I can't celebrate because then I look like an idiot.
That's also a very current frustration.
That is. And she was literally talking about last season. Because she was like, the season that I don't even know who won it. And she said that. And then this next one, which I thought was funny because it's not really true, even though it is a hot take that I think is accurate. You don't have to risk. If you're presented with the option of risk, you don't have to. She's like, why do you risk your vote? You sometimes it makes more sense to play it safe because you could have your vote. However, last season, you did have to risk. There were times where you didn't have a choice, or maybe it was the season before. No, it was with Matt. Matt had to risk his vote. So that's a good hot take. I agree with it. But at the same time, unfortunately, the producers were like, no, wrong, incorrect. And, you know, check please to you must risk. So,
yeah, that's what I got. I love your takes. Maybe they're cold, but I really agree with them.
Yeah, that's the important part. All right. So I have three people left and I'm really liking where I sit. There's a lot of people left that I would be happy to have on my team. So now I'm going to make my two picks and then you're going to make your two. So I get to make these two decisions and I'm going to pick between the seven people that are left. And it's nice because in this iteration, I'm not going to be stuck with somebody.
Yeah.
I don't have to take that person that nobody wants, such as who was it? Marianne, who then goes on to win. or I think Vaughn actually took her really early, but Gabler, who I got pretty late in that draft. This there's a lot of really good people left that I would want. And I have Caleb from Yellow. I'm not going to take, and this could help you, I'm not taking Emily. I'm not taking Brandon. I'm not taking Sean here because I don't trust this Yellow tribe. I already said I'm not taking Sifu.
Why aren't you taking him?
Because he likes the new era.
Oh, yeah. Can't do it.
So I'm going to go with Keturah. And now I have three of my four winner picks on my team. I'm stoked about that. If I could have gotten Bruce, if I would have just taken Bruce first, you said you would have taken Austin, but it seems like I would have gotten Bruce, Caleb D, and Keturah. So I would have had all four, which would have been awesome. But I'll sit there and take Austin because of the things he said. I didn't listen to her hot take, but I'm a fan. I think she's on the right tribe to start. I think that if that tribe loses, she is not the first boot. She's not one of the first boots.
Yeah.
I think she's going to get along really well with everybody over there. I think the fact that she's a civil rights lawyer, that's kind of like one of those, that's one of those battles that is always being fought. You know, that's not one where you really like take off. And so I think that that's going to be beneficial to her for the duration of this game. I think like the mental of like you're constantly fighting against something, I feel like will help her in this game. I am a fan of Keturah. And how old was Keturah? Do you remember?
I don't.
Let me see here. She's 35. So she's just at the cutoff of can't win. So that's what I like. I think that's good for her. She's 35. And she lives in Brooklyn and I don't want you to have her.
Wait, you're taking Kelly?
No, but Keturah also lives in Brooklyn.
Oh, well, you can't take my geographic location.
I can do it when you had your chance and then you blew it.
Ugh.
You absolutely blew it.
That's enough.
That's enough of that, huh? So yeah.
I didn't realize that's where she was based.
I'm not going to take Kelly on you. I'll let you have Kelly as like one of your, you can take her in the sixth round so you can feel good about like what a steal you got. I am going to go. So there's a couple hot takes I like. And again, I only listened to the first 11. But I'm going to go with Jake. Chris D is a high tier winner and he doesn't get the credit he deserves. I mean,
I wanted Jake.
If you're not pandering, my goodness. Like you weren't trying, but you certainly are. Also, Alexa, you do not have a Boston accent. If Jake is from Boston, and that's what people from Boston really sound like, you don't have one. So Jake's accent is thick. Jake has a very thick accent.
I haven't heard him, but that makes me like him so much more. We haven't had someone with an aggressive Boston accent in a really long time.
He doesn't pronounce half the letters in each word.
His very
strong Boston accent.
That's what we like to hear.
Yeah, exactly.
I have no accent.
What
I just
it?
Say
Worcester or whatever when it's really
Worcester.
Worcester when it's pronounced when it's spelled Worcestershire or something like it's like no, that's not what it is. And I remember Brett LaBelle like yelled at me on this podcast, and I was like, "Whoa!"
You're like, I don't understand what you're saying.
I don't speak Boston, so yeah, I'm taking Jake. You say Chris D is a high tier winner when I had him as, I believe, this fifth greatest player of all time or sixth greatest player of all time when I did my top 100. Chris's win is the most underrated in the history of the show. Nobody talks about him. He doesn't get the credit he deserves. Takes down one of the best alliances in the history of the show. That was such a tight group of six until Chris was still left. And then they were like, we should hate each other now instead of 1 week later. He does it without needing immunities. This is a guy who knows the game. Jake knows the game. There's no doubt about it. I'm a huge Jake guy. I just hope he doesn't win because they do enough damn stuff in the Northeast between Bryce and Wendell. They don't win in the Northeast.
Especially Boston.
I get it.
We're great.
It's warm here.
Exhausting.
Come here for the finale. It's hot in December. What are you doing anyway?
They're like, you know what? Let's fly farther away to LA.
Yeah, I mean, L.A. in December, that's the most beautiful time of year in L.A., so I can't really complain about that.
That is nice.
I just love L.A. in December, so.
But okay.
So yeah, you get to pick your last two.
I know you took Jake. I wanted him.
So before you pick, though, I just want to say who's left. We have Brando and Brandon, Emily and Drew, Jay Maya, Sean, Sifu, Kendra, and Kelly. Anybody in there you weren't expecting to still be around, or does this kind of go how you went?
I don't think I was expecting to see Sifu still there.
I would have taken him if he didn't say a new era was good.
And he's actually who I'm going to take.
Okay, there you go.
He's one of the ones I'm going to take.
So you're a filthy casual is what you're trying to say to me right now?
Filthy casual. I haven't watched these videos, so I'll take that. But I liked what I saw apart from that take. And you know what? To defend him, you know, he's on a show that seems to really enjoy the new era. So that's someone who plays to their audience, and I support that.
Is he just coach 2.0 where it's like, I know how to get screen time? Well, do you think that for a confessional, Sifu would say that Jack and Jill is a good movie?
I don't think he would. I think he has too much integrity.
Only one man would ever stoop that low.
Yeah.
Only one man.
The man of integrity.
Oh, my goodness. The man who's never lied in his life stated that Jack and Jill was a good movie on national television.
Yeah, I'm going to take Mr. Jack and Jill. I'm going to take Sifu. Sifu is my number five. And then I'm going to round it out with Kelly at number six.
Of course.
I was waiting for you to not take her. She is going to be my number six. So that's my team. I was trying to get five men and five women, but you taking Jake threw me off a little bit. So,
yeah, so you ended up with four women and two men.
Correct.
So that means who's left is Sean and Kendra. Kendra, I feel like I know the least about. Sean, yeah. Again, just starting on that yellow tribe. Sean's a smaller guy. I do like that he's a school principal on a team that I do think is going to be a disaster. So that could work in his favor. However, in this situation, he won't have the power. So he's got to kind of balance that of like being a good mediator, but then also needing to like understand that he's not the king of where he is now. Although I don't think principals have that big of egos, maybe just the one I had. So those two are the only two left that I didn't listen to their hot takes. Brando loves Edge of Extinction, can't take him. Brandon loves Edge of Extinction, can't take him. Also, because of them, I can't name my child Brandon. So thank you. Because of these statements, these heinous statements, I cannot name my child Brandon. Also, probably will never be able to watch Survivor South Pacific again and enjoy it because of this. Not that I ever did anyway. So thank you for that. But, you know, because Brandon Hans, sorry, there you go, Alexa. But Brandon, name Brandon has been ruined for me. Emily, she, like, I love the Chaos Cast thing. I love Chaos Cast, but, like, Chaos Cast doesn't win. Chaos Cast doesn't win, and Emily could go far, but I don't know if I'd just be picking up points for her surviving. And I also feel like because mm-hmm. she's on the Yellow Tribe, if they lose early and she's frustrating people, that's not good. She says that she doesn't think you don't need to be physical to play the game. So that could work in her favor. She says that the puzzles are the most important part. That sounds like it's going to be something she pushes, but then all of a sudden you're now a strategic threat. So then you get voted out. Don't know about Emily. So really I'm between Drew and Jamaya. Now, Jamaya says she would like to see Shot in the Dark with better odds, which I don't agree with. But then she said she'd like to see more physical challenges. Now, Jamaya looks like she's like 107 pounds soaking wet. Like, she looks small, but she is begging for physical challenges. I love that. I wish that, like, everybody would just be like, the physical challenges need to be part of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's not necessarily to your advantage, it's such a big thing. And she was talking about, you know, the hold on to the pole challenge. She was talking about the Chet and Joel challenge. That's great. Drew wasn't really on my radar, kind of because he reminds me of Steven Merchant, who, if you don't know who that is, just look up Steven Merchant. He's just like this tall guy, kind of like goofy. He was in the original UK Office. But then his hot take was that he loves Brad Culpepper and Survivor Vanuatu. Now, maybe I'm just overgoing, maybe I'm overdoing this with the Vanuatu love, but the Brad Culpepper take is such an interesting one because, Alexa, that was the first season you and I podcasted together. And I mean, I remember Will was on the podcast with us, and Will was saying that Brad Culpepper really has so much upside because you don't expect it, but he could be really good. And then Brad, really, until he butchered his game with the whole handling of the tie situation, could have won that game. Ended up losing to one of the better players in the last 10 years anyway, but really could have won that game even against a really good player like Sarah. And he made Troizan non-existent when Troizan was a huge part of his season.
Yeah.
So maybe Drew will be able to pull that. So I'm between Drew and Jamaya. They're both on the Red Tribe. I currently have two people from the Red Tribe. I took Jake. So I have two people from blue. I have two people from red and I have one person from yellow. So I'm going to go with another person from red. And I'm actually going to go with Jamaya.
All right.
And I
never would have guessed that.
I know. And I almost, even as I was saying it, I'm like, am I only saying this because I want to be different? And
yes.
I froze and I paused. And I took Jamaya. Jamaya could easily be the first boot on this season. She's got charisma though. And she's a TikTok singer, right? So like she was a singer who like got her start on TikTok or whatever. And then we were looking up her Spotify and it was pretty good. Not that I listened to a single song. So when I say pretty good, I mean, her numbers were good.
Her numbers were solid.
Yeah, I'm a businessman. You know, I'm worried about the numbers. I like Jamaya. And when I look at her starting tribe, Julie's probably going to fit in better than I think. She's got a lot of personality and everything like that. I actually could see Drew being the first boot from that tribe. I really could. Mm-hmm. Now, when I was picking between these two, they are both people I could see being the first boot. But if they survive the first couple tribals, I could also see them going very, very deep in the game. I'll go with Jamaya. I'll pick against type for me. And I'll give the Phantom Tribe a shot. Because I think you should have picked Drew, even though I really like your team. But I don't know. We ended up picking most of the women.
We did. Yeah, I was just writing down what the Phantom Tribe is.
So the Phantom Tribe is Drew, Brando, Brandon, Emily, Sean, and Kendra.
Yeah. Go ahead.
No, you go first.
I was thinking of Sean, but I just like don't, I don't know. I can't get a lot out of him.
You haven't listened to his voice. I'm just kidding.
I haven't listened to his voice. That's true. But I don't know. I know we liked him during the cast assessment, but I guess there wasn't enough.
Well, now it's the part of the preseason where when there's not three people doing the fantasy draft, we need to talk negatively about six people because they're not on one of our teams. Normally those six people would have somebody talk positively about them and be stoked to have them on the tribe. But we're talking negatively about these six. But So maybe you answered this question with that statement, but when you look at those six, who do you wish, like if you were going to add a seventh, who would you add?
I would probably add Sean, to be honest. Like, because Sean was, I like wanted to want him. He was the one who sort of stuck out to me as someone I'd like on my team. What about you? Kendra's probably the one I know the least about just based on who's there.
Yeah, and I,
which is my own fault, probably.
Is that our laziness? I mean, she did have like shorter answers. She does feel like she has bits of Amanda, Michelle, and Kim in her, but she's most connected with Carolyn. And I love Carolyn, but that's kind of like what prevents me from picking her, because even though Carolyn went deep in the fantasy game, Carolyn would have gotten you a decent amount of points. I mean, she didn't correctly play the idol, though, even though she got it. She wouldn't have mentioned Vanuatu or former players or anything like that. And I mean, the one thing working in Carolyn's favor is that she wouldn't ever say Edge of Extinction is a good season. So
love that.
You know, maybe that's good. But, you know, I really feel like Drew is going to be the one I'll regret not taking. I'm definitely being too hard on Brando and Brandon, and I'm picking them for
non-technical
reasons. Like, I'm not choosing them just because, essentially. I do feel like both of them could be really good players. Emily, I could see Emily going deep or being a huge fan favorite, but just because she goes deep or is a huge fan favorite does not mean that at any point during this game is she going to have a chance to win. And again, like, this is mainly because, like, I feel like she's Tonying me right now. When Tony played on Kageon, I looked at his thing and I said, God, this guy sucks. And I used to be in a fantasy pool with family members where we'd each pick one man and one woman. The last pick of that pool that year for winner picks was Tony. He was the last one on the board. He wasn't selected. He was given. Nobody wanted Tony on their team. And I almost feel like that's what Emily's giving me based on her answers and things like that. But then I'm like, how much of this is playing it up? Either way, I feel like Drew is really the main one. Like, Drew's the main one where if I was going to seven, if this tribe, this Phantom tribe, is going to pull in points, I think it's going to be from Drew.
Yeah. All right. There we have it. Those are our what could have beens.
Yeah. So read through your team one more time, just so everybody has it in their head.
All right. So team Alexa is Bruce, Hannah, Sabaya, Julie, Sifu, and Kelly.
I was watching your mouse move down as you were doing
it. Wow. That must have been so satisfying.
Well, it was. I'm going to move it so that you just see mine stuck on Emily, but Austin, Caleb, D, Katura, Jack, Jake, sorry, and Jay Maya. So those are my six. Probably a different team than I would have picked like 3 years ago. And the Austin pick was different. You know, we were pretty much playing rock paper for Bruce, but I had to make the change. I mean, he hit me in the soft spots. But yeah, so we finished up the fantasy draft. If you haven't listened to our cast assessment, make sure you go back and listen to the cast assessment. Go listen to the cast assessment.
Go listen to the cast assessment. Real quick, should we walk through the Phantom Tribe?
Yeah, go ahead. Read them off.
All right. Phantom Tribe, as we just talked about, is Drew, Brando, Brandon, Emily, Sean, and Kendra in no particular order.
Yes, that was just random. Not even an alphabetical. I don't know why I put them in the order I did.
Yeah. Based on whatever website we were looking at. Yeah, listen to our cast assessment. Take a look. Let us know what you think. We posted what our preseason schedule is. But next Thursday, we're going to be joined by Peridium, who is a fantastic guest as always. He is going to be joining us for our boot list game. So it's going to be fun to have a guest for that. I forget if we've had someone in the past join us, but the boot list sometimes can be so random. So it'll be really fun to have a different perspective while we're doing that. So tune in next Thursday for that. And then the following Monday, we have our favorite delegate, Vaughn, joining us. He's going to be doing the prop bet with us. I know sometimes we've done fantasy drafts with him. He is a lot of fun to have for prop bets, especially because he usually comes with props, unlike either of us. So tune in for that.
And the big thing with the prop bet and the boot list, we're opening them up later this year than normal. So be thinking about your prop bet and boot list ahead of time, because we do the boot list, or we do the prop bet Monday night at 8 p.m. on the 25th. Survivor starts at 27th. You got to have those in by the 27th. So if you're listening, make sure you're paying attention to when that's going on, because it's going to be a quick turnaround this year. We're just off to a little bit later of a start, just kind of when we could get guests and kind of the order that we wanted to do them in this year.
We already have two booked. Who are we?
Who the hell are we? I mean, we have more than that booked. We already know our first two episodes. Oh, wait, you mean for that. So even more, Vaughn and
Peridium. We're starting to get booked for October.
We're cooking with gasoline. Although, I mean, I will say our first guest has been reaching out to us every day since he was snubbed. So there's a reason why he's numero uno this year. But yeah, become a patron, patreon.com/survivorspecialist. We're doing our thing. You know, we'll be putting out our Q&A and our retrospective for this month. John and McKenna will be back with their Survivor Rewind episodes, and then I'll be doing my after show again. So that'll be fun. We really start to pick it up there. I know there was a couple people I met at the finale party who were like, I'm thinking about becoming a patron. And this was at the end of May. And I just told them to their face, wait until September. Cause otherwise you're kind of,
you're listening. It's September.
Yeah. Don't join us then. If you've already been a patron, you kind of know what to get, but you can join the Discord where we talk Survivor. And I'm sure the conversation will start ramping up now that the season is right around the corner. And then I'll just plug myself one more time because it's what I love to do. But if you're sad that it's the fall and you're already looking for a summer vacation next year, or if you're trying to book something for the holidays, reach out to me. I joined a travel agency, Main Street 55 Travel. They specialize in Disney World and cruises. So if you're interested in any of those things, as I keep talking about how nice and warm it is in South
Dakota. That's why you're doing it.
Yeah, no, that's not why. I really can't believe it. It was 92 degrees high today and it was absolutely miserable. But in November, it'll be really nice. So if you're thinking about that, I put the link in the bio. So go ahead and click that. And yeah, it doesn't cost you anything. It's totally, totally 100% free. So, and I just take on the duties of planning. So that's what I like to do. Alexa and I are type A. We argue over who gets to plan more than we argue over anything else. So,
it's honestly a great problem to have.
It's not the same one I had when I used to work with Will, and he knows that. And I would publicly say that. So yeah. That's it. We're going to be back next Thursday.
Us in Peridium.
Who do you think has the best tribe? Me, Alexa, or the non-existent person who didn't even have to pick?
Leave your comment in the comment section.
Let us know. And yeah, we'll see you.
Bye.
Oh yeah. And me and John are podcasting about Iron Man 3 and The Nun 2.
I can't with these combinations.
Yeah. So Iron Man 3 and The Nun 2 in 30 minutes. John and I are going to be doing that. Tune in. We talked about the event last week. We shit all over it. But now this week, we're talking a little bit more positively. Yeah. Iron Man 3 and The Nun 2, everybody's favorite dog.
It's so good that you guys do that.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.